Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, finger-licking good fantasies, and sensual satisfaction. Now, as you enjoyed tonight's little story, you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com. So you can download your own free, full-length, erotic audio story just for coming. Now you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, loosen any clothing. You never know. Close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready, just take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy salacious sanctuary. Alice squints through the car windscreen, the driving rain making it almost impossible to see the road ahead. It was probably a stupid idea coming out tonight, but she had to get out of the house and away from him and all his negative talk, his belittling, his oppression. Wincing as a flash of lightning lights up the dust skyline. With just a whisper, Alice counts to herself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Before the thunder crashes in the distance. 3 miles yet, Alice sighs, reassuring herself that she can get to her mum's before the storm reaches her. It was only another 7 miles, albeit on very narrow and muddy country lanes. But she'd driven these roads 100 times. She knew she would do it. The skies darken further as rain crashes against her car, and within minutes the metallic pinging sound resounding around her announces the rain has transformed to hail. Pushing on the gas pedal a little more than she normally would in an attempt to outrun the storm, suddenly the car slips in the mud. Fighting to regain control, Alice's nails dig into the steering wheel as panic sears through her body. Her nerves force her breath to come out in short pants. With quick, determined moves, Alice feels the car gradually coming back under control. Holding back a fatal urge to hit the brakes and send the car into a spin before another flash of lightning punctuates her fears. Alice holds her breath as the car stops sliding and allows herself a sigh of relief with the welcome sensation of the tires regaining traction on the road. Before another flash of lightning blinds her briefly, blinds her to the rain, blinds her to the road, blinds her to the deer she swerves to avoid, blinds her to the tree she hits side on, before she sinks into darkness as her head hits her door window hard, blood cascading down her face. Blinking her eyes open, trying to ignore the lightning flashing overhead, Alice lifts her head carefully, suddenly aware of the warm caress of blood down the side of her face. Moving her arm slowly, she feels for the door handle. Pulling it, she falls out of the car and into the storm. the bite of the rain bringing her senses to life as she kneels in the mud. A crash of thunder forces her to stand unsteadily, the sudden desperate need to get somewhere safe overwhelming anything else. The cold mud pushes through her fingers as she scrambles up the banking, slipping back down once, twice, three times before she finally makes it to the road edge and collapses into the mud. Desperately, furiously, frantically, Alice struggles upright under the oppressive whips of hell flogging her body through her loose clothing, trying to remember anywhere she might find sanctuary from the storm. There is a farm not far, if she remembers correctly, through the haze of shock and the torment of hail lashing her body. Defiantly fighting to stay upright against the onslaught of the storm, Alice staggers along the road. Various parts of her body ache like hell right now, and there is a ringing in her ears like church bells, but with grim determination, she heads towards where she hopes the farmhouse is. Dim memories crash through her mind about the farmer. He hates visitors, hates people. Rumor is he shoots them on sight and then disposes of their body out in the wild somewhere. But right now, he is definitely her best option. Seeing a single woman, injured, in this storm, he must surely have an ounce of humanity for that. It might have been 10 minutes, it might have been an hour, before Alice becomes aware of the dark silhouette of a building against the backdrop of the raging storm, lunging toward it. Unsure of where she is, Alice falls roughly against the wooden door, the rough timber moving reluctantly as she pushes it open. The soil is welcomingly dry under her hands as she collapses to the ground, her breathing heavy with adrenaline and shock. Shaking from the stinging cold of the lashing hell that has tormented her body since she escaped the car, Alice lifts her head, seeing nothing but shadows and darkness around her. Certainly not a farmhouse, but it was dry, and a sanctuary from the storm. A flash of lightning outside lights up the shadows, its burning light illuminating the bales of hay through the ajar door. Standing, Alice pulls the door shut, shutting out the noise, the lightning, the storm, and lurches to a bale of hay at the back of the barn to get as far away from the demons screaming outside as possible. Shaking and panting, as she leans heavily on the bale, the night air biting at the cold lashes left by the storm, Alice trembles uncontrollably. Even though her adrenaline is dropping and her panic subsiding, her body still shakes violently from the thought of the brutal cold outside. Her fingers pull manically at the hay, ripping out handfuls. She roughly rubs at the damp mud on her shirt, smearing it across her breasts, the cold mud biting savagely at her painfully erect nipples, gasping at the vicious caress of the hay. A familiar, gentle heat begins throbbing between her thighs as the first waves of arousal cascade down her body. The veil of the icy cold, bringing every nerve to life as she rubs the hay down her stomach, its rough caress stimulating her further, with desire burning in her veins from the toxic mix of the cold mud, the adrenaline of the accident, and the harsh kiss of the hay. Alice unbuttons her shirt frantically. Goosebumps erupt over her body as the night air kisses every inch of her naked flesh. Grabbing clean hay, she aggressively rubs it over her stomach, steadying herself against the bale with the other hand as the wild fire of desire erupting through her body forces her knees to tremble. Urgently, she pushes her wet skirt over her hips. With a shake, it drops to the ground, her legs becoming a network of goosebumps as the cold air teases her sensitive skin in a surprisingly erotic sensation, driving lust up her thighs, forcing them to clench in a desperate attempt to control her need. This desire overwhelming her body for no apparent reason, this heat burning in her pussy, contrasted with the cold kiss of the night air. driving her passions deeper, harder, her desperate moans echoing around the shadows of the barn. Already her orgasm is growing from the unrelenting touch of the cold air, like a thousand lovers' teeth, teasing every inch of her exposed skin. Alice pushes her hand hard between her thighs, the roughness of the hay over her clit sending a throbbing urgency to her core. Pushing her panties to one side, Alice flips her head back as a guttural moan erupts from her lips and she plunges her fingers hard and deep into her sex. As her moans transform into a low growl, Alice hears a barn door bang, shattering her desire.
"I saw you come in. If you don't come out, I'll shoot you,"
a voice growls from the darkness, a flashlight casting random columns of light around the barn. Suddenly, more than aware of her nakedness, there is no way she can just step out in front of a strange man. Alice grabs her clothes and hides on the ground behind the bale, pulling loose straw over her, desperately aware that it won't hide her, but not quite sure what else to do. Holding her breath as his footsteps come closer, she squeezes her eyes shut tight, praying he won't see her if she can't see him. A step closer, her body tenses in panic. She can hear his breath so close, the hay and darkness obviously keeping him from seeing her. The pitchfork slices through the bale opposite as he mumbles to himself, cursing. He turns, launching the pitchfork toward the bale next to Alice, spilling even more hay over her. Again, he thrusts the pitchfork at the ground, stabbing the earth beneath her leg. Alice bites her lip to avoid screaming as she feels a cold caress of steel along her calf, realizing it must have just missed her as there is no pain. He pulls the pitchfork back, turns, and begins wandering around the barn, grumbling. Occasionally, the sound of a pitchfork stabbing another bale of hay with unforgiving viciousness breaks the silence. After what seems like a lifetime, his footsteps quieten and the barn door closes. Alice finally releases her breath, panting gently. With her breath moving through her body, the wave of desire moves back up through her legs with an increased ferocity. The adrenaline of the past hour, the accident, the cold lash of the storm, the risk, the chance of being caught naked, of being seen touching herself, fueling the wildfire of desire. Her need, her lust, pushing Alice's hands automatically between her thighs, massaging her wet folds furiously, plunging deep into her sex as her orgasm returns, spreading across her stomach, her thighs. Alice's back arches into the climax. Her other hand grasps her breast, pinching her nipple viciously. Any second now she will come. The sound of footsteps once again breaks her desire. "For fuck's sake, anyone else?" she whispers with frustration. Closing her eyes tight, her orgasm swirling hard through her body, trying to hold on to it, to control it, not to lose it, not again. "You know, I've been coming into this barn for 15 years, and I've never smelled vanilla in here yet." Something about that voice spoke to Alice's orgasm directly, with deep and passionate tones that promised toe-curling sex. "Don't stop," the voice whispers next to her ear, "unless you want a hand. And don't you worry about old Mitch. He can't see you now. It's just you and me." Alice opens her eyes, staring into an ocean of deep, sensuous blue, suggesting uninhibited pleasure, unrestricted passion. Lips that promise unrelenting satisfaction smile gently at her. Holding her gaze, his hand drops between her thighs, caressing her lips, massaging her folds with delicate perfection. He drags the tip of one long finger between her lips, slowly teasing a moan from Alice's mouth. Her head drops back as his finger teases around her clit. "Oh, that's throbbing, isn't it?" he whispers, watching with sadistic pleasure as Alice writhes in the hay. Staring back at him with ferocious need, Alice reaches out a hand to grasp at the bulge behind his denim. Firmly he grabs her wrist. "Not yet, baby girl. Not until I say you're ready." His voice dominant and curt, edged with fiery aggression. Pulling Alice up roughly, the hay dropping from her body, leaving her naked but for the remnant of mud smeared over her skin and her black lacy panties. His eyes move seductively over her exposed body. Embarrassingly, Alice becomes all too aware of the scent of her lust as his firm gaze caresses her. Those damn eyes seducing every inch of her body. Suddenly very self-conscious, Alice is all too aware of her slight cleavage. The way her ass didn't look quite as sexy as it used to. How her waist was a little curvier than 10 years ago. His growls of animalistic desire somehow move over Alice's trembling body, caressing the curve of her breasts, teasing her nipples into erect nubs, before kissing down over her stomach, pushing with lustful intent and vibrating right there on her clit. Every single one of her hot spots explodes to life just with the sound of his desirous voice, accentuated by the gentle kiss of her own wet passion dripping down her thighs. A rough gasp escapes Alice's mouth as he turns her quickly, pushing her face first against the partition, her painfully erect nipples tormented by the harsh kiss of the rough timber. The heat of his firm chest, his tight stomach muscles burning along the cold of her back, doing nothing but raising her desires. The firm swell of his erection pressing at her ass through coarse denim as his hands grasp the cheeks of her butt, confirming the urgent need burning through her thighs. A warm glow spreads through her body as his hands massage her soft flesh, his long fingers exploring between her cheeks, teasing her wet folds as he leans in closer, biting her neck firmly, his tongue tracing warm, wet circles up the soft flesh of her neck, biting her earlobe teasingly as he whispers, "You are very wet and hot in your pussy, but your ass is so cold, it needs warming up." Alice welts as the first punishing slap of his broad hand reddens her ass, sending shockwaves of pleasure through her pussy. His rough palm lingers on her burning cheeks before those fingers explore between her lips again, feeling every throb, every pulse inside her sex. His breath drips with desire as he whispers, "Oh, I can feel your pussy throbbing from that. Maybe you'd like something a little firmer to make that tight little pussy of yours ache even more." A whimper escapes her lips, betraying her desire. Alice grasps the partition edge as the cracked leather of a strap slaps across her ass, the burning sensation in her cheeks pulsing through her pussy straight onto her clit. "Fuck," she whimpers, "please." Another crack of the strap, her ass stinging from the strike, before that fiery sensation dulls into a warm glow, spreading with an aching beauty through her pussy, burning through her clit, up her stomach, through her breasts, and painfully forcing her nipples hard against the rough timber of the partition. The next two thrashes come in quick succession. No waiting, no time for the sting to subside. Just a ferocious burning through her pussy, through her clit. Every inch of her body burning with desire for this man, for more punishment. Alice never thought she would enjoy being treated like this, being tormented like this. But his whole demeanor brought something new to the surface, something wanton, something needy, something submissive. The dull sound of the strap hitting the ground echoes around the barn as his fingers push forcibly along the folds of her pussy again, teasing her clit before he spreads her lips, pushing deep inside. Moan after moan erupts from Alice's lips as his fingers roughly thrust in and out of her wet folds, The force of his thrust pushes Alice up onto the tips of her toes, deeper and deeper, harder and harder, her pussy clenching at his broad, agile fingers with a desperate need, his other hand drifting down her stomach, pushing down the front of her pussy, massaging her clit furiously, the waves of pleasure buckling Alice's knees as she drops onto his thrusting fingers. Completely succumbing to his will, she grasps at the partition, holding on for some, for any stability, before she screams in pleasure as her orgasm explodes over her body. Quivering with waves of satisfaction, Alice slides down the partition, moaning gently at the trembling moving through her body. Leaning down, he whispers, "We're not finished yet, baby girl." Pushing his fingers through her hair, she curses as he pulls it tightly into balls and tips her head back, turning her to face him, her eyes fixated on the commanding bulge in his pants. Lust courses through her body again at the thought of his hard cock inside of her. As you are enjoying the deep pleasures of my voice and of this story, you can go ahead and grab your copy of the full story at wilddesires.com so you can continue to enjoy deeper pleasure and satisfaction. Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's sensuous extravaganza. Next week, well, I'm going to surprise you. I have two stories in mind at the moment and can't decide which is the filthier. I might even hand that over to you to decide. So watch your inbox just in case. Now, please don't forget to leave a review. And if you're shy, just leave a star rating. But until next time, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.